Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, limited iPad availability in China during the first quarter of the year saw Apple overtaken by Huawei as the top-selling tablet brand. Almost all tablet makers saw their sales hit during the coronavirus lockdown, thanks to a combination of supply constraints caused by factory closures and reduced opportunity to buy as stores were closed. Huawei saw its tablet shipments grow by 4.3% year-over-year, whereas iPad shipments actually fell by 42.5% during the first quarter. But going forward, analysts think that Apple will rebound strongly as the need for telecommuting and online education will play an important role in helping contain the coronavirus outbreak. In fact, during its most recent earnings call with investors, Apple said it's already seeing an uptick in iPad sales as more people switch to working from home. In other news, Apple's flagship store on George Street in Sydney, Australia, will reopen on May 28th at 10 a.m. following renovations that began in early January. The store is Apple's only location in Australia that did not reopen on May 7th after the COVID-19 pandemic prompted temporary store closures around the world. Apple Sydney closed on January 5th for upgrades that are expected to include a Today at Apple form with a video wall for creative sessions. Even though the pandemic has disrupted community events for the foreseeable future, the redesign will be put to good use when live events can once again start. Other changes to the store will include new fixtures and design elements that we've seen at other recently renovated Apple locations. But when Apple Sydney reopens, it will operate with limited hours and new safety procedures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The reveal of the new Apple Sydney design will mark its first update since its opening in 2008, but it comes as Apple limits store capacity and encourages users to shop online. So whereas Apple Store reopenings are generally met with fanfare, this one will be a much calmer event. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio is launching its new organic core cases for the 2020 iPhone SE. iPhone users can reduce their footprint and emissions with the new line from Incipio. The Organic Core Collection offers an environmentally friendly option for the new iPhone SE in three colorways. These cases are designed to protect our planet and your phone. They're made from 100% plant-based and compostable materials. The Organic Core cases are 100% biodegradable in a compostable environment, and they can be disposed of in as little as 6 months. Incipio's sleek new cases provide 6-foot drop protection and feature a raised bezel to help keep your device safe. The entire Organicore line from Incipio is now available for $39.99. And we're also teaming up with Incipio to give away a 2020 iPhone SE to 9to5 Mac readers. You can enter the 9to5 Rewards giveaway at the link in the show notes below. iOS 13.5 was released to everyone last week with the new features such as the Exposure Notification API and updates to Apple Music and Face ID. But some users are now reporting that they're facing problems with family sharing applications. Essentially, when trying to open some applications, such as YouTube, iOS is showing users an error message that says the app is no longer shared with you and in order to use it, you must once again buy it from the App Store. The issue appears to be affecting random apps instead of a specific one, and although we don't know what exactly this is about, the error message is related to iCloud family sharing. So now Apple is working to fix this problem through the App Store. Essentially, the App Store is re-releasing updates for a lot of iOS apps, with many users seeing more than 50 available app updates. These app updates are the same builds as the device will already have downloaded, but Apple is re-releasing them to work around this family sharing glitch. So this confirms that this is a problem on Apple's end and not a problem with the affected applications themselves. In what was likely a signing issue, the symptom was that the phone would show a family sharing dialog as if the app was paid even though it was free, and the right to use the app had been removed because the account had been removed from the iCloud family sharing circle. So Apple is using the App Store to essentially force this process to happen automatically to avoid dealing with individual customer complaints. By issuing app updates, it is effectively uninstalling and reinstalling the relevant parts of the app that were causing the certificate signing issues to appear in the first place. So if you're facing this family sharing bug, be sure to check out the App Store for updates to the affected applications, but you can also manually fix the problem by deleting the apps and re-downloading them from the App Store. Other things worth checking out on 9to5 Mac today include my full wish list of changes I'd like to see with this year's introduction of iPadOS 14. We're also continuing to track the ongoing Apple Store reopenings around the world. You can find both of these stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.